Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or go old school and give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we have a really good program for you here today. This is super, super interesting. We're going to be talking about a very special art exhibit, and this is called The Art of the Wish, and we're going to break it down. Both of the incredible artists are in studio today. We'd like to introduce Marn Jensen and Andy Newcomb. And Marn and Andy, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
You bet. And it was great to meet you during that kind of that sneak peek preview for those of us in senior care a couple of weeks ago. And I just have to say, I was contacted by my friend John Carney, who's the president and CEO of the Center for Practical Bioethics. Great guy. And he said, Steve, I got to talk to you about something. It's going to blow your mind. I think you will love it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So he had an urgency in his voice. So I gave him a call. And he was just on fire. He said, this is one of the neatest projects I think that we've ever been involved with. And he started, it involved art. And I said, wait a minute, John. Wait a minute. I have no eye for art. And I mean none. I said, so I'm that guy that you go to an art exhibit and you see this abstract, modern piece of art. And everyone's oohing and, oh, look at the expression and the paint, all the stuff. And I'm like, it looks like a grade schooler threw up on a piece of paper or finger painted, right? Or a cat stepped in paint, like plop, plop, plop. It means nothing to me. I said, I'm that guy.
Right.
I said, so right. I know nothing about art. And he goes, trust me. He said, I'm kind of that guy also. He said, but you will get this. You will get this. And so I started looking into this, and I did get it. So I want to share with our listeners that this is a fundraising event and this is going to benefit the Center for Practical Bioethics, as well as local Crossroads restaurants in the Crossroads District and the art community in general. And it's an art exhibition celebrating the wishes of our seniors, our elders, and protecting the interest of those whose voices have not been heard or heeded. And so I'm like, okay, well, now you have my attention because I'm a senior care guy. And so, you know, I started looking into this and reading some of these stories. And I got to say, just reading the stories, some of them are so simple, but they're profound. And some of these wishes from local seniors will just blow your mind. For our listeners, I'm going to read some of these and then ask the artist to tell us about that story and then the piece of art. So they interviewed, well, I'll have you tell the story, but basically you interviewed quite a few seniors. You asked, if you had a wish, what is that? And then based on that and your interaction and your interview with them, then you created a piece of art that is supposed to support that wish. So tell us about that. How did everything start?
Well, really, I think for both Martin and myself, it started because we had parents who were elders, and we were going through this process of really, it was an education as we dealt with them in their latter years. And I know for myself, I had a mom who had Alzheimer's, and we moved my mom and dad out of their home into independent living, and then my mom into memory care. Mm-hmm. And there was so much that happened. I saw the best in people and the worst in people during that time. And I know, Marn, for you, it was kind of a similar story.
Right. And dealing with my folks, we were really exposed to how much you had to advocate for them. And then we also were meeting other families and other seniors who appreciated and benefited from a simple conversation with them. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started.
And I think when you go through something where it started with our parents and it was so personal, and you experience such extreme feelings or emotions, as an artist, you want to do something with that. And so that's really what prompted us to begin this journey.
See, so that's as personal as it gets, your own parents. Doesn't get more personal than that.
Right. Yeah.
And then your profession and everything about you is an artist. And so how do we interpret some of the wins and some of the pain? Like you said, you saw the best and the worst. And how do you do all that and then turn and then use your creative to produce something that represents all of that? I mean, that's really, frankly, that's genius, I think. I think it's a beautiful thing. Really, I mean, honestly. That's a beautiful thing. So when did this project start?
It started in 2017 when we started interviewing the elders actually across the country. We were able to spread our wings a little bit to the West Coast and beyond. We talked to over 70 elders. We gathered over 200, 250 wishes, came back, were able to do our first exhibit. That was in a corporate private collection, and the response from that was overwhelming. Fast forward a year or two, Andy and I retire, and we had to still keep going on with this passion project. So this is what the current exhibit is phase two, called Art of the Wish.
So how did you find the interviewees, the subjects? And how did you approach that? And I know when we visited at the that sneak peek preview that I was able to get in a couple of weeks ago, you said you would sit there and just marvel and just visit with some of these folks for like an hour or two.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, how did you come up with that list of 70 or however many?
It's a great question. And the way we started it was just talking to people that we knew.
Okay.
Because both Marn and I have an affinity for older people. We have always had friends that were in their 80s and 90s, and we always benefited from those friendships. Mm-hmm. And so we spent time with them. But then my dad lives in independent living here in Kansas City, and he arranged several interviews for us. And then what we found is that as we started down this road, this project just snowballed, and it had a life of its own. And people were coming up to us and are still coming up to us and mm-hmm. saying, I know somebody that you should talk to, and would you talk to this person? And so just one interview leads to five more.
Right, right. And so how long so you started this in 2017, so this has been going on for, you know, 5 years. So how long did it take to collect all of these interviews and boil them down to, you know, I'm going to share a couple in the next segment here, which, I mean, for our listeners, you're going to want to hear this. Again, simple, but absolutely profound. It will move you. How long did it take to accumulate all? I mean, it sounds like a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. We put in some long, long days, but it was, again, something that we loved doing. And the conversations came probably in the first 3 or 4 months. We had 6 months sort of to as a time frame to produce something at the end. We didn't know what was going to manifest itself in, but we knew we wanted to display the art in an exhibit. So then we took the other 3 months to start creating artwork on the first round, and then this final group, it took us another, you know, during COVID, we were able to really focus on it. So
it's, I mean, and the thing too with the artwork, it's, we had a deadline for March 1st that we would have everything done.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working up until the last minute,
right,
on the artwork. So we really see this as a fulfilling a passion, and that we'll keep working on it. So it's become kind of a thing that we are involved in one way or another all the time.
And so that first exhibit was at the Hallmark, at the Hallmark Corporation here in Kansas City, a private exhibit. And you said that it was just a wild success, I guess. It was just very well received.
It was. We were overwhelmed. And a great story that we love to tell. On our opening, we invited some of our wishers into the exhibit, and they showed up, you know, bandfuls of our wishers, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And they came, they enjoyed it, they loved it, and we were ushering them out. And meanwhile, a long line had formed of Hallmarkers getting ready to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And as they exited down the hallway, the long hallway, we just heard clapping, cheering.
Oh, oh wow.
Loud whistles, everything.
Oh,
and
my
they
gosh.
Made their way out, and it was actually the perfect cap.
The elders were stars, and it was like it was made into a Hallmark movie.
It was
no kidding.
It was fantastic.
That reminds me of all these scenes on the news when people would be released from the hospital from COVID,
right.
And they would go down a hall lined with doctors and nurses clapping and cheering for them and really celebrating them. That's
right.
kind of what that reminds me of.
Exactly.
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So again, today I'm visiting with Marn Jensen and Andy Newcomb with the Art of the Wish art exhibit, and I'm going to give you a lot more information coming up next about where you can see this, how to get your tickets, and if you're an individual or a family or maybe even a corporation you want to, you're interested in maybe sponsoring, well, I'm going to give you all of that information coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week, the Art of the Wish exhibit only includes the thoughts of seniors with dementia. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com, or you can download the app Audacy, and that's AUDACY. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The art exhibit called The Art of the Wish only includes the thoughts of seniors with dementia. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Andy, why is that false?
Well, it's funny because how this project started, again, was the fact that Marn and I were dealing with parents that did have dementia. But then when my mom died, after living with Alzheimer's for quite a while, my dad's full-time job was gone. And my dad today is 93. He is sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. He paints every day. He reads. He listens to music. He is a creative and really engaged guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realize that we, for any number of reasons, kind of put people aside when they get to be older. Mm-hmm. And I think for both Martin and I, we thought, how can we make that more known to younger people?
Yeah.
And say, you know, this is an issue. And they have, older people have so much to give and mm-hmm. so much to offer.
Yep.
And the words that Martin and I got from this variety of elders, the words were so poignant. And so we really are in the process of trying to bridge that gap.
And some of them, you know, some of them do have dementia at different levels.
Right.
And many of them do not. They're
right.
just, correct. They're full yeah. of wisdom and sage. And again, I'm going to read one of these here shortly, and our listeners are going to love it. When I read this to my wife, it brought her to tears, and it kind of took her breath away. So it's just very, very impactful. And so, again, for those listeners who are interested in this exhibit, it's called The Art of the Wish. And you can learn more at online at practicalbioethics.org/events. Okay, and then you'll see it there. But practicalbioethics.org, and it's on Thursday, May the 12th. So it is coming right up at the Leedy Volkus Art Center. And I'll tell you, I went there. So it's down in the Crossroads District, and it's right across from one of my favorite restaurants ever, Lydia's. In fact, it might be too close. When I go down there again, it's going to cost me some money to go over there and have the three-course pasta sampler, right?
There you
oh,
go.
My goodness. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite places ever. And then if I go there and I don't take my mom, she'll be mad at me. So
right. We'll be mad
good.
At you.
Yeah, yeah. I took my mom there right when it first opened, and Lydia was there.
Wow.
That's
and
fun.
She signed my mom's cookbook and came out and talked to my mom in person at our table.
That's
and mom
great.
Is just starstruck. She still covets that cookbook.
That's so great.
That's pretty cool. I'll never forget that. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. But all right. So it's May the 12th, and there are two different times and for two different crowds. Okay. So one's 5:30 p.m. to 7:00. And there will be hors d'oeuvres there. So that's kind of pre-dinner, and then you can have your dinner after that. And again, you've got Lydia's, and there, you know, there's a Jack Stack. There are several Freight House District restaurants and other restaurants there in the area. So feel free to patronize them and go have some good food there. And then for those who would want to go and have dinner and then stop by afterwards, 7:30 to 9:00, there will be dessert served. And of course, the exhibit, you get to meet the artist and a lot of other really good people there. So again, you can purchase a ticket, or you can even become a sponsor of the event if you would like to do that. practicalbioethics.org/events. And you'll see it right there. It's called The Art of the Wish Art Exhibit. So I want to now jump into one of these stories. And again, I absolutely loved this, and I'm going to read it. And this is the wish. And then you can tell me about what you created. And I already saw it, but I'll have you explain it. Here's the wish. And this is just one of how many?
Over 70.
Over 70
mm-hmm.
with pieces of art to accompany and kind of bring that wish to life. I wish people would smile back. Stormy, a jokester, storyteller, ex-grade school drama teacher, and everyone's friend. We've known Stormy for a long time, and she's filled our lives with so much fun. When you meet her, you are changed. She's one of those people, folks. You feel lighter, happier, and even sillier. Her stories make you laugh so hard, you just can't wait to hear them again, even for the 100th time. Is that true?
Yes, it's really very true.
Yeah. Those lucky enough to call her friend, and many do, experience that signature stormy sunshine that spills out so effortlessly. So when she recounted this story, it caught our attention. And she said, "This morning, I smiled and said hello to 11 people, and not one person smiled back. I wish people would just smile back. This ripped out our hearts because Stormy has been putting smiles on faces for 98 years without even trying. So if anyone deserves a smile, it's Stormy. That is a phenomenal story. I wish people would smile back. What did you create to capture that?
Well, I work a lot in collage and found objects and antique ephemera. So we both have a collection of antique photographs. So I took 12 photos and manipulated them, added different little touches to each of them. And then on the 12th, it is a blank. I turned it over. It's a blank. And basically, it's asking the question or challenging the person who's taking in the piece of art to be that 12th person and smile back. And I will say, I'm glad you read this one, not just because we love Stormy and she was a foundation to this, but also this is one great example of something you can go to this exhibit and walk out of there thinking, I can smile at people, and that's going to make a huge difference. And that is exactly what we want.
A little thing that you can do.
Easy thing.
It's, you know, and especially this world is pretty dark right now.
Yes.
Let's just call it like it is. For a lot of reasons, locally, internationally, et cetera, et cetera. Something as simple as a smile can go so far. And again, I said at the top of the show, some of these are very simple wishes, but they're also profound.
Right.
Right. So, again, for our listeners, if you want to check out this, look, that was one of 70. I'm going to read a couple more here coming up here shortly and just talk about, you know, the piece of art that was created to support that wish or that statement of that elder. But if you want to get involved, if you want to check it out, I promise you, you will be moved. You cannot be an art person, right? So, I mean, I am not an art person, but I got every second of this one because, again, it's a simple but a profound wish, and then it's connected with the piece of art that makes that wish. It kind of brings it to life. It's May the 12th here in Kansas City. I'll provide the particulars coming up next, but you don't want to miss that. Hang on. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out the podcast of all the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, back in studio with artists Marn Jensen and Andy Newcomb, and they are the artists that created the Art of the Wish exhibit. And again, there's a special event. I'm going to clarify a couple things here, okay? So we do have a special event that benefits the Center for Practical Bioethics. That is on May the 12th, which is a Thursday evening, 5:30 to 7 and 7:30 to 9. Okay, and you can buy a ticket for that, and that is a big fundraiser for the center. They do fantastic work, and you could even be a sponsor of that, et cetera. But also, we just clarified kind of on the break here that this is a free art exhibit open to the general public literally right now all the way through Saturday, May the 28th. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it's going to be here for quite a long time. In the hours, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
And there's a lot to see. There are two great big rooms just full of these stories, and the stories right next to like this piece of art. And again, if you're part of the general public and you're like, that sounds really cool. I'm not sure about that event, but I would love to see that. Just go see it.
And it is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only. those are the gallery days that they're
open. Oh, okay. All right. So it's not every day. Okay.
Right.
All right. Thanks. See, I'm so confused by this. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. Okay. So now, thanks for clarifying. Now through the 28th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and that's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, you can come to the big event on May the 12th, buy a ticket. It is a fundraiser. But any of those other times, so that's more of a kind of a private showing, private event.
Correct.
But any of the other Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays between now and Saturday, May the 28th, which again, that's, by the way, that's the Saturday of a long, Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Again, free of charge to the general public. Go in and check this out. I promise you will be moved. So let's, I want to share this this next one. I would love to share all of them, but look, this, just consider this a good teaser. Get down there and check this stuff out. I mean, it's really, again, some of these are very simple, but they're profound. Here's another wish. I wish people knew that forgiveness is the key. Just let it go. Let it go. It goes on to say, from the moment that Marn and I sat down with Marilyn, we were struck by the power and the urgency of her message. She kept us spellbound for the entire hour that we spent with her. And she spoke with such forcefulness. And so she was convinced. And let me say this, forgiveness is the key. This reminded me instantly, this has been a while back, but in my inner circle, there was a gentleman, and I was extremely upset with him. And I won't go any further than that, but I was really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I, over a period of time, I realized, wait a minute, this is kind of tearing me up. This is actually destructive for me. And
right.
This cloud of negativity, just my anger that I had. And I decided that I need to let this go. And I saw him one day, and well, I don't know, I'm sure he wasn't looking for this, but I just walked up and I said his name, and I said, I just want you to know that I've been extremely upset with you. And he goes, oh, I know. And I said, I also want you to know I forgive you. And he was kind of blown away, and he said, thank you for that. You don't know how much that means. And frankly, I'm sure he appreciated it, but it was more selfish for me just to let that go. And I felt instantaneously, I felt so much better. So the simple words of, I wish people knew that forgiveness is the key, just let it go. It is the key.
It is. Forgiveness is this amazing gift that we can give others and ourselves. And when we talked to Marilyn, she was living in Seattle in a memory care unit, and probably, what, Martin, in her 90s?
Mm-hmm.
I would say
mm-hmm.
in her 90s. Mm-hmm. And when she spoke to us, she spoke with such conviction and mm-hmm. such passion, and it really made me just sit back in my seat and, again, so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget that. And I think that's the thing, one of the things that Martin and I have discovered is that within this exhibit, there is something like that piece. And we have that piece illustrated by a photograph of an open window with a curtain blowing through it. And it talks about a giant inhale and then a giant exhale. And whenever I'm in a bad situation, like I was yesterday with a service provider,
yep.
and I go back and I think about that image and I think about Marilyn's words.
Inhale, exhale.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, too, if you don't heed the advice of this elder, then you carry that. You carry mm-hmm. that burden, and it is self-destructive.
And that is a self-inflicted issue. You have
right.
total control over letting
right.
that go. So do what I did, do what this, is it Marilyn?
Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. Do what Marilyn says, follow her words, very, very wise, just forgive and let it go. And you will be shocked at the profound positive impact that will have on you. And then guess what else happens? The person you're forgiving, you'll blow them away.
Right.
And it'll help them as well.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to interject that I love that you shared your personal story, because something about this exhibit when you go in. It's about the stories of the people that we had conversations and interviewed. But it's also, when you're standing there soaking it in, you bring that layer of your own personal situation or story to it, which just elevates the emotion and the connection. So thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely. And thank you for reminding me of it with all of this. And I'll tell you what, one thing I did not expect was to be moved that much, several times to tears, and to be moved to, it was almost, I don't know if you expected this or if you've seen it, but it's almost a call to action. It made me want to do things, and it made me have all of these realizations. And it, I just think it's, again, this is profound. I've used that word several times now, but it is. This is a big deal. So you're not going to an art gallery where you're seeing, you know, kind of, you know, wild and crazy art that you if you're like me, you're like, what the heck is that? Right? I just don't.
Right.
I think it's cool. I appreciate it, but I don't get it. Right? This is not that kind of an art exhibit. Everyone can connect to and relate to this one. With there's just no doubt about it. Here's another one. And this was a huge piece of art that I saw. It was a limited showing, but everyone I knew, we were all over there reading some of this stuff on this part of this exhibit. My family's correspondence, their deepest thoughts and expressions are in hundreds of cards and letters stored in my basement. No one in my family wants them. I wish I knew how to honor their lives, their meaning, and their importance to me. That was her wish. Tell us about that exhibit and this person and then what you created.
Well, this was Nancy who gave us this wish, and this was actually during COVID. And Nancy, like so many other people, was cleaning out her basement and her closets, and she came across these boxes that hadn't been opened for years. And there were literally probably, I would guess, there were hundreds and hundreds of cards and letters, and they all were from family members of the same family over several generations from 1901 to 1989.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought some of those pieces of paper looked really old.
There were
old.
Some really yes. old ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so,
I didn't know it was that old, though, some of those things. Gosh. Okay.
And she had actually viewed the exhibit at Hallmark, and when she found all of these and really could not throw them away, just did not know how to honor those years of interaction with her relatives, she came to me and she said, I remember your exhibit, and I wondered if you would, if we talked about this, and I had a conversation with you, if you would want these and want to do something with those. Mm. And so I sat down with Nancy and we talked, and then I took those boxes that kept coming out of her car.
Oh my gosh.
Down to our studio.
Boxes and boxes.
Boxes and boxes.
They kept coming.
And I read every letter that I cut up to put into this piece. And the piece is 16 feet wide.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it's 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes up a giant wall. But what happens is the impact of seeing this quilt made out of hundreds of cards and letters, and then being able to read some of them.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about it is the fact that often at Christmas we'll get a newsletter from a family, and it will be a glowing report about how perfect everybody
Everything's perfect, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, and that's a very two-dimensional look at somebody's life.
Yeah.
And this, you had every emotion, every expression that was conveyed, and you got a real sense of this beautiful family and their real interactions with each other. So that was such an honor to be able to work on that for months and to really get a glimpse into that.
It would take
family.
You months to read all that.
It did.
How did you select the, I mean, you couldn't use all of it. So.
Right. Well, you know, part of it I had to select, and this gets so weird in particular, but when I would do a certain pattern, I would need a color, let's say a red, then I had to move up to 1980s and beyond when they had red envelopes.
Right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
before that, there were no colored envelopes.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I really had to kind of look at it more that way and how it would tie into the design.
That is amazing. We're talking about a phenomenal exhibit, The Art of the Wish. Again, it's open. It's available today all the way through May the 28th on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're going to have more coming up. up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back with artists and special guests, Marn Jensen and Andy Newcomb, and they created this phenomenal art exhibit, and it's called The Art of the Wish. And I tell you what, this is just incredible. Just as a reminder, this exhibit is open from now until Saturday, May 28th. It's Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Marn, again, remind our listeners where they can see this awesome exhibit.
It's at the Leedy Volkus Art Center in the Kansas City Crossroads.
Okay, that's 2012 Baltimore. If you know where Lydia's is, you could throw a rock and hit Lydia's front door, I think. It's just right across, literally across the street.
Very close.
So go down and have some phenomenal Italian food, or go get some Jack Stack in the Freight House, and then head over to this this art exhibit. It is phenomenal. And then again, a special event for the practical the Center for Practical Bioethics. You can buy a ticket for that to support the great work that they do. You could even become a sponsor. It's May the 12th, which is a Thursday. Again, Leedy Volkus Art Center in the Crossroads District, 2012 Baltimore in Kansas City, Missouri. 5:30 to 7 is one session, and then 7:30 to 9 is the second session. So the first session has hors d'oeuvres, kind of maybe prior to going out for dinner. The second session has dessert, maybe after you've gone to dinner, and you can come down. But you don't have to go to that. If you want to just go check it out, go check it out. So here's another one. And I think this one's just pretty timely with all of the tension that we have going on. And frankly, everything that's going on in the world, and there's a horrible war, which I just can't even believe is happening. This one caught my attention. They all caught my attention. But this one is from Mara Lee. She's an anthropologist, archaeologist, and a mother of five. And here it is from her. We're more alike than different. Our basic, deep wishes are pretty much the same. I wish we could just remember that. I wish we could remember we are more alike than we're different. All of our basic wishes are pretty much the same. Tell us about that one.
Well, Mara Lee, again, was so poignant in how she was able to communicate with us. She and her husband were sitting in their apartment in a living facility for elders in Topeka, Kansas, and she was very thoughtful and kind. I mean, you just sensed it. And when she started to tell us about her story, we were amazed at her life experience and what she had done. And to honor that, and to honor the fact that her wishes, you know, let's really look at this and look at the fact that we are very similar. And we found that in all of our interviews with elders, is that they had a lot of the same interviews that were repeated over and over in different ways. But the way I honored that wish is I took a 2x4 and I cut that 1 8-foot 2x4 up into four pieces. And then I had four canvases that I stretched over this 2x4, and I just arranged them in different ways and made the 2x4s different lengths, but they were all from the same piece.
Mm-hmm.
And gessoed each one of the four separate pieces and then hung them on the wall in a grouping. So again, it was a really basic, simple way to say, I'm going to take the same material, the same bones, and I'm going to make them a little unique and a little different, but they're all basically made of the same.
But we're more alike then we're different, and our deep basic wishes are the same.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. That is very, very cool. And then I love this one. This is
Almeida.
Almeida. Okay, I wasn't sure how to explain that or say that. Almeida, age 93, legally blind, vegetarian, avid reader, walks 2 miles a day. And here's her wish. I wish for everyone to know my secret to longevity. I love to learn, and I always want to keep moving forward. And she talks about she left a farm, and you can tell her story.
Martin and I traveled to Lamona, Iowa for this wish. And so Almeida lives in this little tiny farming community, and she invited us in with open arms into her home, sat down in her kitchen. She had prepared for us, and she had written notes. She's legally blind, but she still had her perception of what was around her and what we were doing was so good. And she was a force of nature. She worked for the Environmental Protection Agency, had had 3 marriages, had several kids, and had suffered a lot of hardship, but her positive attitude was so evident and is what kept her moving forward. I mean, nothing stood in her way. And she is an eternal student and has this thirst for growing, for learning, for knowledge, for moving forward. And again, it's one of those people that we met, an elder that will inspire us, you know, as long as we live.
And it says, through all of life's hardships, she always felt the pull to rise to something higher, to make more of herself and to keep evolving in a positive way. So that's pretty phenomenal.
She had a mantra that she would say to herself every day that is too long for us to repeat here, but Amarn got a video of it, and we love looking at it.
I just love talking about all of these people again. Yeah. I mean, when we're bringing up Marilee and all these different names,
yeah.
I have so many good memories and feelings about just being in their space and seeing their life and their stories come to life at their kitchen tables.
So
fun.
So once this wraps up on May the 28th, what is next for this amazing exhibit? This feels like a living, breathing entity now. Where does it go from here?
Well, thanks for asking. We are keeping our fingers crossed that it can rise out of this exhibit and go on tour. We want as many eyeballs to see this and to experience it, mostly because of the message it brings, and we want people to listen to our elders. That's the main message. So hopefully we can get sponsors or interest from whomever. We're working on that.
Yeah, I can see some major interest from some large corporate sponsorships who own, you know, assisted living and long-term care communities,
right,
and maybe have that traveling around all of the different, you know, cities and all over the place. You could have, you know, individual investors that just want to support this in a philanthropic kind of thing. I mean, I think, I don't know, I kind of see that the future is bright here, and I'm just hoping that we can, you know, have a small part in trying to make that happen, maybe make some connections here. So,
and we have no intention whatsoever of stopping. I mean,
right,
these conversations have really given us so much, and we'll keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I hope you got as much out of that as I did. Marn Jensen and Andy Newcomb, the two artists that created a phenomenal art exhibit called The Art of the Wish. And again, it's open now through Thursday. It's open now through Saturday, May the 28th, but it's open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we have that special fundraising event on May the 12th. Check out opportunities to support that and get your tickets at practicalbioethics.org. And Marn and Andy, thanks so much. Thank you for creating that, and thanks for coming in. This has just been a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
All right. Support them. Seriously, now and into the future, get involved. You will be moved. This will be a call to action for you. I promise you will love this exhibit. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.